KSRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. A California judge has agreed to delay Hunter Biden's tax trial until September. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Hunter Biden will stand trial on federal tax charges beginning in early September instead of next month. The judge agreed to push the case back after defense lawyers said they need more time to prepare. Prosecutors opposed the delay request, arguing that the president's son is not above the rule of law. The younger Biden is still scheduled to stand trial next month on federal gun charges in a Delaware case. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A former GOP presidential campaign rival, Nikki Haley, is supporting Donald Trump.
Haley dropped out of the GOP presidential race 2 months ago. She and Trump had been sharply critical of each other. But speaking at the Hudson Institute, Haley said,
I will be voting for Trump.
Haley says Trump has not been perfect on many issues.
But Biden has been a catastrophe.
Even though she's been out of the race for months, Nikki Haley is still getting support in Republican primaries.
Trump would be smart to reach out to the millions of people who voted for me and continue to support me and not assume that they're just going to be with him. And I genuinely hope he does that.
Haley earned more than 21% of the vote in Maryland's presidential primary last week. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A lawyer for Donald Trump's personal valet is accusing federal prosecutors of targeting his client for prosecution because he refused to cooperate against the former president in the classified documents case. Walt Nauta was charged alongside Trump last year in a federal case charging them with conspiring to conceal boxes of classified documents at Mar-a-Lago, Trump's estate in Palm Beach, Florida. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 201 points, the Nasdaq dropped 31, the S&P lower by 14. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court dodges the issue of transgenderism, SRN's Bernie Bennett reports.
The justices will not hear a case brought by parents in Maryland who have a problem with their school's policy of letting kids live as the opposite sex in class without mom and dad's permission. This leaves in place a lower court ruling against the plaintiffs. That decision did not address the merits of the parents' complaint, finding only that they did not have standing to bring the suit. Similar cases are percolating in other court systems. Bernie Bennett, SRN News.
Minnesota lawmakers have failed to pass a state equal rights amendment that would have enshrined abortion and the LGBT lifestyle in the state constitution. A compromise to legalize sports gambling also failed to cross the finish line by the midnight Sunday deadline. Authors of the Minnesota ERA opted not to include the word abortion, which critics called a deceptive move. The text instead would have protected the right to be making decisions about all matters relating to one's pregnancy. This is SRN News. Louisiana lawmakers advanced a bill that would reclassify two abortion-inducing drugs, making it a crime to possess without a prescription.
Mifepristone and misoprostol have other critical uses, including to induce labor, stop obstetric hemorrhaging, and treat miscarriages. Doctors say they're greatly concerned about the legislation, saying it could prevent them from prescribing necessary treatments for their patients. Reclassification of the two drugs in Louisiana is an amendment to a bill that would create the crime of, quote, coerced abortion. The bill will return to the Senate for final approval. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
A Michigan farm worker has been diagnosed with bird flu in what is the second human case associated with an outbreak in U.S. dairy cows. The person experienced mild symptoms. Officials say the person had been in contact with infected livestock and the risk to the public remains low. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.